With us here now is Flora Lichtman and our video pick of the week. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
What you got for us this week?
This week, we are taking a look at the secret speed demons of the animal kingdom. Forget the cheetahs.
That was immediately what comes
to
mind, right?
Cheetahs. I think speed demons, I think cheetah, I think gazelle.
Sure.
Something.
No.
Microfauna. My favorite. These are, we're talking shrimp, ants.
Wait a minute, shrimp? Shrimp is fast.
Up 50,
speed demon.
Speed demon. Okay, so let me give you the. Let me just blow your mind with some statistics.
Please.
Just because it's almost too good to be true. Sheila Paddock is the biologist at UMass Amherst, by the way, who loaned us this amazing video footage that you can see on the website and told me this. So manta shrimp are these kind of little weird lobstery looking things.
Mm-hmm.
They can move their punching claw. They have a little puncher. 50 miles per hour in water.
Wow.
50 miles per hour. And the force that they produce with that claw?
They can strike with peak forces of over 1,500 newtons. So this is like a stick of margarine-sized animal hitting with over 300 pounds of peak force.
Ouch.
Wow.
If you are a snail, that's no good. That was Sheila Paddock, by the way. So it's kind of amazing to watch them in action. And, of course, you need a high-speed video. It really doesn't look like much.
Right.
We have some real-time video, and you don't really see anything. With the high-speed video, and they can record at 100,000 frames per second, you see not only the punch happening, but this was just amazing, a cavitation bubble. It's is formed when the manta shrimp punches in water. It's sort of like boiling. So this bubble forms, and the collapse of that bubble also helps to strike the prey.
Wow.
Really neat.
And so on the video, it's up there on our video pick of the week at sciencefriday.com, and that's how it attacks. It beats up like a boxer. It knocks him out with this.
We have amazing footage of a manta shrimp just knocking a crab to bits. It's a little sad.
Where else are you going to see that?
That's exactly right. But it gets even better. So I was, manta
right.
shrimp blew me away. And then Sheila Paddock was like, But
wait, there's more.
there's more. Meet the trap jaw ant, which makes the manta shrimp look slow. These ants can close their mandibles at 100 miles per hour, she says.
No kidding.
Just amazing. So they're spring-loaded. One of the main questions is, how do you produce a force this fast? And it's
right.
these sort of springs that you load up with these slow muscles, and then a latch, basically, unhooks them.
Twang. Goes yeah. like that.
And that's the sound you would imagine when you see them on the website, because they just fly in all directions. And this, they actually can use their mandibles to locomote. So if you're a researcher, you can imagine this might get you into trouble.
If you happen to be in the field studying these ants and you walk into an ant nest, all of a sudden they'll be like popcorn, firing their jaws against the ground, flying themselves into the air and landing on you. And you'll soon discover and be reminded that ants are related to bumblebees and things like that that have great big stingers, and they will start stinging you.
Flying ants. Popcorn ants stinging you.
This is like the best video. This is just, I love the video footage that Dr. Paddock provided.
It's great
really
footage.
Fun.
And you said that these things are popping in her aquaria that she keeps in her lab, the
manta shrimp, too, apparently can be a little bit intimidating. If this is what Dr. Paddock said, if they're in a bad mood, they'll knock on the glass. And actually, other researchers have told me and shown me pictures of manta shrimp breaking the aquarium wall. That's how powerful they are.
And you carry them around from place to place.
Oh, yeah, and you have to carry them in like water bottles, but they'll break those, too. The thing is, the strike is so fast that it's like a welt. But if they spear you, some have spears, you're in trouble.
I hate it when that happens. That's Flora's video pick of the week. You can see it up there on our website at sciencefriday.com. It's unbelievable stuff, as always. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
Our program's senior producer is Annette Heiss. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our multimedia editor. Our producers are Christopher Taliata, Misha Serene Anand, and Nileshu Bayak. Sam Flato is our production assistant. Reno Rausch is our technical director, and he's at the controls here in New York. If you missed any part of our program, you want to see that, the ant and the shrimp, go to our website at sciencefriday.com. You can download it, or you can take it along with you on iTunes. We can podcast it on iTunes, and you can also do it on our Android platform. And you can also join the discussion all week long. We're tweeting all week at SciFry, at SCIFRI. And download our new iPhone app, SciFryB. Just search for that up there on the iTunes store. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.